This is BOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv Saturday. That rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months, triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptably high Palestinian civilian toll and the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said that they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel says its strike that killed aid workers was a mistake. Rights groups say it was no anomaly. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reporting.
The Israeli military says two basic mistakes led to the series of drone strikes that killed seven staffers from the World Central Kitchen charity. The explanation raises concern of how often Israel has made such mistakes in its six-month-old offensive in Gaza. Rights groups and aid workers say the wider problem is not violations of the military's rules of engagement, but the rules themselves. They also argue that Israel has given itself a wide leeway in deciding how many civilian deaths it allows as collateral damage. Israel's chief military spokesman, Daniel Hagari, says that they're doing everything they can to not harm innocent civilians, but did not specify how they will achieve this. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Meanwhile, Israel's military says that it has recovered the body of a 47-year-old farmer who was held hostage in Gaza. Meanwhile, negotiators prepare for another round of talks on Sunday in Egypt. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports on the now daily drone and missile attacks on Ukraine by Russia.
Russian forces overnight attacked Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, with drones and missiles, killing at least six people and wounding more than 10. The city's governor says strikes damaged residential buildings, a gas station, a kindergarten, a cafe, a shop, and cars. Overall, Russia fired 32 Iranian-made Shahed drones and six missiles at Ukraine, according to an Air Force commander. Russia hasn't commented on the strikes, but says that Ukraine, on Saturday morning, fired Vampire rockets at Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says upcoming U.S.-China talks will tackle a top Biden administration complaint that Beijing's economic model and trade practices put American companies and workers at an unfair competitive disadvantage. Yellen made the announcement Saturday during her trip to China. She told reporters that she thinks the Chinese realize how concerned we are about the implications of their industrial strategy for the U.S., for the potential to flood the markets with exports that make it difficult for American firms to compete. She added that the matter is not going to be solved in an afternoon or a month, but she thinks that they have heard that this is an important issue to the U.S. Mexico's government has severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
It was an extraordinary use of force that shocked and mystified regional leaders and diplomats. Ecuadorian police late Friday broke through the external doors of the embassy in the capital, Quito, to arrest Jorge Glass, who had been residing there since December. Glass sought political asylum at the embassy after being indicted on corruption charges. The raid prompted Mexico's President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador to announce the breaking off of diplomatic relations with Ecuador on Friday evening, while his government's foreign relations secretary said the move will be challenged at the World Court in The Hague. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Rwandans are commemorating 30 years since the genocide in which an estimated 800,000 people were killed by government-backed extremists, shattering the small East African country that continues to grapple with the legacy of those massacres. Rwanda has been transformed in the years since, but scars remain, and there are questions about whether genuine reconciliation has been achieved under the long rule of President Paul Kagame. His rebel movement stopped the genocide and has been running the country since 1994. Kagame is praised by many for bringing relative stability, but condemned by others for his intolerance of dissent. He's leading somber commemoration events in the capital Sunday. Foreign visitors include former U.S. President Bill Clinton and Israeli Prime Minister Isaac Herzog.